نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما. سورة الرعد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم را. تلك آيات الكتاب. والذي أنزل إليك من ربك الحق ولكن أكثر الناس لا يؤمنون. الله الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونها ثم استوى على العرش وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى يدبر الأمر يفصل الآيات لعلكم بلقاء ربكم توقنون. ألف لام ميم را. These are the verses of the book, and that which has been revealed to you from your Lord is the truth. But most men do not believe. Allah is He who raised the heavens without any pillars that you can see. Then He rose above the throne. He has subjected the sun and the moon, each running for a term appointed. He manages and regulates all affairs. He explains the signs in detail that you may believe with certainty in the meeting with your Lord. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts this surah by Huruf al-Muqatta'at. As has been mentioned earlier, although there have been different theories advanced as to the true meaning of these letters, some say that they represent Allah's different names, and people have different theories. The truth of the matter is that we do not know, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not tell us. So right in the beginning of this surah, Allah reminds us, مَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. As Allah says elsewhere in the Quran, you have been given but little of knowledge. Tilka ayatul kitab, these are the verses of al-kitab. Allah again and again repeats this ayat. Why? To inculcate reverence in our hearts for this Quran. This Quran that we treat as magic words, as a talisman, something to read if I'm going to have a child, something to read if I'm having financial problems, something to read if someone's died. And that's it. Allah says, Tilka ayatul kitab. These are the verses of al-kitab, written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That which has been revealed to you, mi rabbika, from your Lord. Now whenever Allah says rabbika, it's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking directly to each one of us. That this book has been sent for us, for all of us, individually, as a gift of great love. And Allah says, al-haq. This is the only book, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. The only book of which it can be said, there is no doubt in it. Why does Allah keep on stressing the truth of the Quran? Before we can accept something, before we can utilize something, we need to be sure that it is correct. For instance, there's a glass of water lying before you, and you're not sure whether that glass of water has been boiled or not. Now, even if you drink that water, in your heart, there will be that doubt. And you won't be able to enjoy that drink because you'll be wondering, I wonder whether it was boiled or not. I wonder what if this water makes me sick. So again and again Allah repeats that you need to have yaqeen, that everything, every letter in this book is the truth, is for our own good. Only then will we be able to benefit it. Otherwise, why are Muslims nowadays not acting upon the Quran? We all know the Quran is from Allah. Why is it that we've selected portions of the Quran to obey and portions to disobey? The fact of the matter is, in our heart of hearts, we don't have yaqeen. We don't truly believe that if we were to follow this Quran, it would enhance our life in this world and the next. And that's the only reason, as Allah tells us in the Quran, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ. Do you believe in part of the book? وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. Do you reject part of the book? In other words, when we select portions of the Quran to act upon, portions which suit our convenience, portions which we find easy to obey, and we discard or we ignore those portions of the Quran which we find difficult to obey, this is what we're doing in fact, rejecting part of the book and accepting part of it. Allah says, Al-Haqqu min Rabbik. All of it is the truth. You can't just select portions. All of this book is the truth from your Lord. But what is the sad reality? Aksara an-nasi la yu'minun. Most people just don't have iman. It is Allah who raised the heavens without any pillars that you can see. Then He rose above the throne. He has subjected the sun and the moon, each running for a term appointed. يفصل الآيات. He explains the science in detail. What is the link between ayat 1 and 2? One minute Allah speaking of the Quran, the next minute Allah speaking of the glories of His universe. See, Allah is reminding us that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create such a magnificent universe, a universe that is running with all its complexities in such perfect harmony and discipline, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone could have come up with a book like this Quran. If Allah has created benefits for our worldly life, Allah alone could have devised benefits for our spiritual life. He explains the signs in detail. لَعَلَّكُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّكُمْ تُوقِنُونَ. In order that you get yaqeen. People don't understand the need to study the Quran in detail. They say, oh, we've heard the Quran, we know what's in it. Why do we need to study the Quran in detail? Why do we need to analyze each word of the Quran so we get this yaqeen? Look at the words of the ayat. He explains the signs in detail that you may believe with certainty in the meeting with your Lord. Only in-depth analysis of this book will grant us that yaqeen. And it is Allah who spread out the earth and placed therein firm mountains and rivers and of every kind of fruits. He made two pairs. He brings the night as a cover over the day. This universe of contrast, darkness and light, night and day, different kinds of pairs. Indeed, in all these things are signs. لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. For a people who reflect. In other words, Islam is not simply that we read the Quran day in, day out and don't reflect upon the glories of the universe. What did Allah tell us in Surah Ali Imran? إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and in the alternation of night and day are signs for a people of depth. Who are they? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قَيَامًا وَقَعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who remember Allah standing and sitting and lying upon their sides. And then they call out, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. O our Lord, O our Creator, you have not created this in vain. When the mu'min studies the universe, when he sees how nothing is wasting its time, he becomes acutely aware of the precious moments in his life. He becomes acutely conscious of the time that he has wasted. So he calls out, Subhanaka faqina adhab an-nar. Glory be to you, Allah. Save us from the torment of the fire. Forgive us for all those moments we wasted on other things. Allah says there are signs for a people who reflect. Not just superficial glances or superficial reading of the Quran and we think we fulfilled our duty. No, we need to reflect upon this Quran. And in the earth are neighboring tracts and gardens of vines and green crops and date palms growing into two or three from a single stem root or otherwise watered with the same water. Yet some of them we make more excellent than others to eat. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. Indeed in these things are signs for people who use their intellect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, observe the beauty of the universe that He has created. All these crops being watered with the same water, yet some of them are more excellent than others to eat. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. And Allah tells us, only people who use their intellect can understand. As we can see, Islam is the name of logic, of using your intellect, and using your intellect to get closer to your Creator. That is Islam. And that's why in the golden days of Islam, the early Muslims were the ones who were pioneers of science. They were pioneers of medicine because they were people, yaqilun, who used their intellect. وَإِن تَعْجَبْ فَعَجَبٌ قَوْلُهُمْ. And if you wonder, then wondrous is their saying, when we are dust, shall we then indeed be raised in new creation? People who doubt the day of judgment, people who say, well, who's ever seen the day of judgment? Who's ever seen resurrection? How can that be? If someone's died in a bomb blast, then how's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to resurrect that person? Allah says they are those who disbelieved in their Lord. They are those who will have iron chains tying their hands to their necks. They are those who are the dwellers of the fire. Hum fiha khalidun. They will live therein forever. People who mock the day of judgment, who mock the concept of resurrection, who mock the concept of accountability, Allah says they will live in the fire forever. They asked you to hasten the evil before the good. Meccans were always calling out to the Prophet, "All right, so when is this famous day of judgment going to come?" And now